USA Radio News.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence laid out President Trump's proposed new Space Force plan during remarks at the Pentagon.
History proves that peace only comes through strength. And in the realm of outer space, the United States Space Force will be that strength in the years ahead.
Congressman Chris Collins said Wednesday night he would continue his campaign for re-election and fight federal charges that he used his position with an Australian biotech firm to help his family make an illicit stock trade. USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny says even though Collins did not sell any of his stocks, he could still be on the hook for insider trading.
Insider trading is generally very broad. It not only covers the person that may have done some improper trading with inside knowledge, but even if it's family or friends or employees.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Rockets and mortar shells from terrorist groups in the Gaza Strip have struck southern Israel in a dramatic escalation of violence in the Middle East. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
We spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus of the Israeli Defense Forces in Tel Aviv.
The situation is one that we cannot tolerate, where the Hamas terrorist organization has fired about 150 rockets and mortars towards Israeli civilians over the night.
Conricus tells us the military is now ready to evacuate entire communities in southern Israel if the escalation by Hamas continues.
A video release of Nicholas Cruz being interrogated right after the Parkland school shooting was edited by prosecutors to remove what authorities said was a direct confession to the February 14th massacre at Madre Stoneman Douglas High School. In the hours of video interrogation that were released, Cruz slouches in the chair and is repeatedly urged by a detective to speak louder. When he's alone in the room, he punches himself in the face. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's Liberty Health Share.org.
Back in 2008, when the economy crashed, many people wondered if things would turn around. Well, 10 years later, and we're still feeling some effects from that crash back in 2008, but for the most part, we've recovered. Well, Adam Toews is a professor at Columbia University. He also has a new book out titled Crashed: How a Decade of Financial Crises Changed the World. He joined me, and we talked about some of the things we could learn from that crash back in 2008.
It's a real puzzle. I mean, if you go back to the years before the crisis, a scenario more similar to ours, right, where you have a Republican administration and a Republican Congress in the early 2000s, the Democrats are scratching their heads because they simply can't figure out what is going on in the Republican mind. I mean, this is a party which is notionally fiscally conservative and is blowing the budget deficit up with tax cuts targeted in a very loose way, but broadly speaking, at upper incomes. It's incomprehensible from the point of view of conventional views of macroeconomic policy. It makes perfect sense in terms of fulfilling a partisan agenda. But the question from the Democrats' point of view is if that's how the other side of the aisle is going to play this game, and this isn't a question that I'm putting now, this is the question put in 2006. If we take power, should we behave similarly irresponsibly, just imposing our own agenda, or should we be the party of responsible fiscal management, in their own terms, cutting the deficit, righting the balance, trying to restore equilibrium? And that, I think, is the unresolved question at this moment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.